2 to 3 men and women in Massachusetts will die today from heroin or other opiate overdoses, according to current death rates.
There were 3 times as many deaths associated with opioid overdoses last year as there were automobile accident deaths.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker.
That's really all you need to know to understand that it's in fact a crisis.
Baker spoke at the 4th and final hearing yesterday of a task force he appointed to vet the drug abuse problem and recommend by next month how to deal with it. Ahead of that deadline, hundreds of people turned out at the Statehouse yesterday to relate their stories of addiction and recovery. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has the story.
A tall young woman with long brown hair gets through the basics of her story with her composure intact. 16-year-old Barbara O'Brien says her brother Shane has been struggling with heroin for 8 years.
Although I am very young, this issue has affected my life dramatically.
O'Brien pauses, clutching the podium. Members of the audience call out, "Take your time." A woman gets up to stand next to O'Brien and puts a hand on her shoulder.
There would be nights when my mom would not come home because she has so. She would be out looking for my brother Shane to try to get him into treatment. There would be nights I would cry because I don't know where my brother is because I haven't heard from him in a month.
O'Brien says she's been afraid to talk about heroin and her brother's addiction at school, where there are no drug abuse education programs. Shane, she says, could not get into treatment in Massachusetts, so he's in a program in Florida.
The long-term goal is obviously treatment on demand.
That's Annie Parkinson, who says she hasn't had a drink or taken drugs in 32 years. There is a lot of debate about what is the most effective treatment. A new law will require insurers, as of this October, to cover up to 14 days in a residential program. Insurers point to research that shows methadone, which patients take daily while living in the community, is effective. But Parkinson says the larger problem is that heroin addiction isn't treated like a serious medical disease.
Last fall, I had open-heart surgery. They didn't say call back in 5 days. They don't say to Dick Cheney, "Didn't we treat you before? Why are you back here?"
Several mothers whose adult children have overdosed on heroin ask the panel to expand guardianship rights so that family members could have loved ones committed to treatment for up to 90 days. Some former heroin users say insurers should pay for an interventionist, someone who helps family members get loved ones into treatment. Michael Duggan founded an intervention group called Wicked Sober.
Families do not know how to respond in a way that can always be helpful. They may not have the best education, nor are they willing in a lot of situations to ask for help because of how much guilt and shame is involved when a loved one suffers.
Duggan echoes the desperation of most speakers.
How many more people must we lose before something significant is done?
Advocates have reason to be skeptical. Last year, former Governor Deval Patrick released a list of recommendations from a previous special commission on opiate abuse. Those steps were never put in place and are now on hold until this new task force issues its report sometime next month. Governor Baker sat listening to the testimony for an hour and a half yesterday.
One of the things you always hear people say is they want something done tomorrow, okay? But one of the things that happens sometimes if you just do something tomorrow is you get it wrong. And then a year later, you have another meeting where everybody says, "I wish people had listened to us so they might have actually gotten it right."
And with limited money, Baker said, the state cannot afford to make mistakes. But some at the hearing were running the numbers. If 2, 3, maybe 4 people in the state are dying some days, there could be another 100 or more deaths between now and the release of the task force report. This man, who introduced himself as Matt, a heroin addict, delivered a poem he called "The Broken System" that ends with this stanza.
I want to spark the rallying cry that might save a few lives. Every day another angel flies while an entire community mourns while saying their goodbyes. All I can do is try to prove to you that it's worth staying alive. We're worth it.
Thank you.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.